Phillies and Mets at Citi Field. Hey, that guy looks familiar. It's Asdrubal Cabrera bobblehead day. He would play a factor late. Let's pick things up bottom four. Lucas Duda facing Jeremy Hellickson.
Who launches one deep in the air, center field. Cabrera back at the track, turning, looking into the apple casing. 3-2 Mets. Swings and he launches this one deep to left field. If it's fair, it's a big problem. It's looking fair. It's a big problem. Second deck home run. Three-run shot. It is now 6-3 Philadelphia.
Boomer takes one the other way, and that's going to be down for a base hit. D'Arnaud being waved around third. He'll come in to score. Wilmer Flores with a pinch hit single, and it's 6-5.
It is Asdrubal Cabrera bobblehead day today.
In the air, right center field. Back goes Herrera near the wall. It's out of here! Cabrera does it again! Go ahead, home run against the Phillies on his bobblehead day, and it's 7-6 New York.
Two out here at the top of the ninth. Swinging a high fly ball, shallow right. In comes Bruce. He's calling. He's under it. He makes the catch. Put it in the books.
Mets win their fourth in a row. They take it 7-6. The final. Cabrera, two hits and a homer to celebrate his bobblehead day in style. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins after the win.
Cabby understood the whole dynamics of everything, and I knew when he got out there that he'd settle in and play very, very well. And I tell you, if we get him hot, we're going to have a good finish.
Dan?
You seemed upset about the rain delay. Was it just the timing of it or just the fact that you guys where you guys were in the
timing
game?
Timing of it? I would say the timing of it would describe it pretty good. The fact that we got two outs, we need to get one more hitter to get out of the inning. I didn't see – wasn't raining very hard at the time. I got the explanation from the umpires that there was a storm moving in, heavy, lightning, winds. And as amazingly we see here often, it never came. So I want a job as a meteorologist in this town because you can be wrong a lot. But anyway, they did what they had to do, and I understood it completely because it said if the winds came in, they wouldn't get the tarp on. They wouldn't be able to get the tarp on. So that was the explanation. But, yeah, I thought, you know, we've played a lot worse. And, you know, when you're sitting there and you know that if they stop the game, you're going to lose the pitcher. And it's just, you know, bad timing.
How tough was that to go to Addison for the four-out save?
Dan, here was the thought process. Dan and I were talking that during the rain delay that, you know, if we get out – if we happened to get out of the inning, he was going to pitch the ninth anyway, and we probably wouldn't have him for tomorrow, so let's win this game. Let's worry about this game right now. Let's bring him in. Let's let him go get a four-out save, and we'll worry about tomorrow. So that's what we thought.
Steve in the front.
Terry, was Zach a little unnerved by the error, or he just lost his command, or what?
Well, Steve, that's what I saw. I thought he was pitching pretty good, and we made the error, and after that, I don't know if he lost focus or what it was. Two base on balls. He hadn't walked anybody up until that point, I don't think. So that's certainly – that's what I took from it. And I know, obviously, due to the fact that he hadn't pitched in a while, he might have been getting a tad fatigued. He was only going to throw – we only had him at 90 pitches today anyway. But, you know, we got to get him through those. We got to get him get him over that hump to where something like that happens. We got to get out of that inning right now.
But he said he felt okay?
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Mark, to the left.
Okay, now that you guys have made that move official with Conforto, what is your thought about, you know, where he stands moving forward? Is it something you expect him to be back from pretty quickly? Or
Mark, well, I think he'll be in St. Louis. I think you'll see him in St. Louis ready to go, healthy. It's going to allow him to let the hand rest for a couple days before we really get him into some swings. And we'll get him some at-bats while we're in D.C., and hopefully he'll be ready for the weekend.
Matt.
Terry, with Wheeler, is there a concern? This is three straight starts, hasn't lasted four innings. I mean, is this starting to get a little bit concerning that he's not getting you anywhere deep into the games?
You know, again, Matt, I think if he would have came back on 5 days or something, I would be concerned. But, you know, when you're off for 10 or 11 to get back out there, I thought he was doing okay early in the game. But as Steve said, you know, after we made the error, it just seemed like he kind of unraveled a little bit. You know, I know he could have probably got the pitcher. I just didn't want to have something happen like a base on balls and had him load the bases and have to bring in a pitcher with the bases loaded. I don't like that too much if I can help it. So that's why I brought in Eric when I did.
Barry?
Terry, what can you say about the job Addison Reed has done for you, filling in as closer?
Done a tremendous job. And I'll tell you what, he's pitching right now better than he has at any time this year. Even the other day he was talking about how he'd got to get back to start commanding that fastball so we can get those 9 and 10 pitch innings, and that's what we're seeing right now. So he's been great, and like I said, I think he's back to where he was last year at this time, and he probably won't see him tomorrow because he's pitched 3 in a row, but he's throwing the ball great.
As Drubal Cabrera went 2-for-4 with a go-ahead homer in Saturday's win over the Phillies, here's Cabrera talking about his performance.
No, I mean, it's always good when you hit a home run to help the team to win. Yeah, you know, we I'm trust our guy. I know we got really good hitters. I always say if the pitcher do the job, we got really good chance to come back and win the game.
On Sunday, the Mets go for the sweep. Rafael Montero on the hill against Nick Pivetta for the Phillies.